game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Fantasy Basketball Podcast, and guess what? It's just me today. Woo! If you're excited for a solo JB podcast, if you're looking for a little one-on-one time with just yours truly, that's who you got. You got me today. Slim is out. He had something come up. So this is going to be a little bit of a lighter show because a one-person podcast is, well, a one-person podcast. But wanted to have something up because, you know, podcasts are fun and, yeah, so on today's show, we're going to recap news and notes from the weekend, and including an emergence of one of my favorite boyfriends. If you read my post from Monday morning, you know there's going to be a lot of mms in there. We're not going to play Can We Make Slim Look Stupid, because you can't really look stupid when you're not here. And then we're going to wrap up with my 30-point challenge pick, and Slim's going to send his in absentia.
Y'all ready for this?
So, are you ready for a day of double overtimes? Wow, what an MLK day. Let's start with the Hornets beating the Jazz 124-119, and Kemba Walker, 52 points, really pushing himself into that kind of second round of point guards, I'd say. He's having an incredible year. I'm always marveled at what he's been able to do with his field goal percentage in this game with his career high, a franchise high, 52 points for the Hornets, 16 for 34 from the field. His field goal percentage now in the year, 43.3%. This is a guy that didn't even get over 40% the last 2 years. 1.8 threes a game. He's been incredible. Free throw volume, career high. Points now over 2 points higher than a career high. The assists are still nice. The turnovers, you know, went up a tiny bit from last year, but the steals are up as well. He's having an incredible year. He's been a great pick. Also in this game, Trey Burke. Your favorite up and down player. 10 for 23 from the field. Sorry, 25 points. Goes 25-3-1 with a steal. No turnovers. Hits three threes. And next game, he's going to shoot 1 for 10 and be awful. Your other double overtime game, you got the Knicks beating the Sixers. Not that that's a surprise. But Ish Smith, man, talk about the good and the bad all in one game. 16 points, 7 rebounds, 16 assists. But 4 turnovers and shoots 8 of 28 from the field, including 0 of 2 from the free throw line. That's what he's going to do. He's going to tank your field goal percentage. He's going to get you a ton of assists. He's going to take those shots if they're going in or not. So that's just kind of what you're going to get with Ish. A couple comments on Robert Covington. You know, really up and down. Obviously, I wrote that Brett Brown, I think, is trying to deflate his value. They're trying to hold him back kind of even when he's in the game. 46 minutes last night, only takes 9 shots, which was a little bit disappointing, but hits 3 threes, 11-5-1, a steal and 2 blocks, does have 3 turnovers, but I think in 10-plus team leagues and beyond, you know, you got to add Covington where you can. I can't imagine having him out there on the wire in anything deeper than a 10-team league. KCP got ejected. Boo! I don't even know what happened, but KCP is the man. He had a good game anyway. So, but the big thing from over the weekend for me, Miles Turner, whoo, looked so good. Was taking mid-range shots, shoots 11 to 13. Even had an extra block called a goaltend with a whistle like 1.5 or 2 seconds late. That was kind of BS there. But it goes 25-7-2 with a steal and 2 blocks, almost the third. Only 3-6 from the free throw line, but he's a good free throw shooter. That seems kind of odd. It's still going to be up and down. Ian Mahimi's still their starter. He's really looked good. He fits the starting unit really well. He's getting some assists here and there. They still have Jordan Hill, who they're going to play some. I just think this is going to force Vogel to play Turner a little bit more. He's another guy I'd own. Definitely in all 12ers. In a vacuum, you know, probably still Covington if you're looking at ads. But if you need a big man at all and can afford a little bit more of an upsidey stash, because there's going to be some bumps on the road, I think you go with Turner. I don't even know the answer to this. The Sloan versus Larkin throwdown. I saw Larkin had a couple steals. Pulling it up now. So Donald Sloan gets 34 and a half minutes. Goes 13, 8, and 6. He's playing so much like Jared Jack. It's hilarious. No steals, 1-3, 2 turnovers. Gets nice rebounds and assists, but no steals and barely a 3. Off the bench, Shane Larkin gets 20 and a half minutes. He gets 2 steals, goes 8 points, no rebounds, 3 assists. No 3s, though, and 3 turnovers. Looks like the Shane Larkin thing isn't happening right now, but I still think they're going to want to play some youth down the road. It's tough to add in daily moves, 10 and 12ers, but for now, yeah, probably leaving on the wire. If you 12 teams and deeper, I think you're holding on to Shane Larkin and hoping to get a starting point guard down the road there. Since our last show, Joakim Noah gets hurt. Oh, man. Talk about lucky. I traded him in REL like a week ago. Oh, that was so lucky. So yeah, with Noah gone, Taj Gibson probably a must own. I think if you need production now and don't really need a stash, you got to add Taj over Miles Turner. I think that's a good kind of comp there. You get some more upside with Turner. Well, not a good comp as players, but you know, those guys you're adding. Last night against the Pistons, Taj Gibson goes 8 points, 10 boards, 2 blocks, no assists, no steals, 4-9 from the field. You know, decent back, you know, bottom end big man for a 10-team league. I think that's what you can look at. He had a stretch of, wow, six games with no blocks. Wow, before that one. But he's a guy that should get some blocks. Before that, he had a 6-block game. But yeah, he's a guy that should be able to give you 1 to 2 blocks a game, dub-dub threat. I think he's going to be more consistent than Turner, but if you're coasting in first place, You're adding Turner. You're going to get a little bit more upside there. A couple questions on what Bobby Portis is going to do now that there's less big men there. And not a surprise, he's back out of the rotation. Plays 3 minutes, misses his one shot, gets 2 rebounds. That is it. Looks like they're going to want to play, you know, Snell, McDermott, Mirotić at a lot of the small forward, and even a couple of the power forward minutes and play a little smaller. So I did have a commenter ask about what they think about Powell trade rumors. There's a couple came out the past few days. Not too worried about it. Pretty much wherever he goes, it's hard to imagine a scenario where he goes to a team and just really takes a backseat with his stats. I mean, he doesn't shoot 25 shots a game, but he's going to get his shots in the teens, his rebounds, his blocks. Was incredible last night, 31 and 12 with 3 assists, a steal, 3 blocks, no turnovers, and shoots 13 of 18. Even hits a 3. Yeah, the Bulls better get something phenomenal if they get something from him on the trade wire. Love Hassan Whiteside. Gets another triple-double over the weekend with the blocks. He's been incredible. Tough one. Whiteside or Gobert? I don't know, because Gobert's looking good again, too. Oh, get a coin. Get a coin out. man. I think I might take Gobert still, but it's so close. A little bit of some concern with Whiteside's knee, but you got the same concern with Gobert's knee. You know, he came off that MCL sprain or whatever it was. Whiteside's got the tendonitis. That one's close. That one's close. I think you're pretty much happy with either there. I think if you're a Draymond Green owner, you're hoping that they don't bench him anymore because he's been pretty bad. His 2 games off the DMP rest he got. It's hard for me to, you know, I don't think they're going to look at it that way. And a lot of people are asking, are the Warriors going to bench people? Is Curry going to get benched? Draymond going to get benched? Etc. But, you know, the Spurs are pushing for him. That's something optimistic if you're a Warriors owner. You know, best guess is I that's why I ranked Curry third. Of course, that was wrong. If I, you know, at this point now, Of course I'm ranking him first, but I do think there's a concern that he does get DMPs. The first two games off Draymond's DMPs go 7-9-5 on 2-of-7 shooting. The next game, 1-of-7 shooting and 5-5-9. You know, he's still hitting the popcorn stats, but luckily last night when the Warriors just absolutely trounced the Cavs, got back on the right foot, 16-7-10, shoots 5-of-10 from the field, 2 threes, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover. So it looks like Draymond's back on the right foot, and you can just cross your fingers that the Spurs keep winning and the Warriors play for home court advantage. Last thing, Mike Conley, back from injury. I've been, you know, slamming on Mike Conley a lot this year. Had this Achilles injury. Came back faster than I thought. I thought Mario Chalmers would be a good pickup in weekly leagues. Chalmers still did get some run, but Mike Conley gets 27 minutes, shoots 6 of 12. Looks like he's fairly healthy. Gets a dime bag, 15-1-10. You know, Chalmers plays 20 and a half minutes, gets 5 assists, but didn't really play particularly well. It's going to be tough. I think they're going to monitor his minutes. I know Slim is pushing for that they're going to want him to play. He wants to play, at least, you know, that he's got a big free agent deal coming. He's going to want to play as much as he can. Man, had a plus 19 in a 2-point win while Chalmers had a minus 17. Wow. So yeah, Conley 30-ish minutes seems about right. I don't think you can expect a dime bag a game. You know, doesn't get any steals in this one. Doesn't get a turnover either. Pretty solid game. I still worry that there's some wear down coming for Mike Conley. So, yeah, I just hit a couple notes there. I don't want to take up too much of your time on a solo podcast. Let's take a look at the top 10 scores in the NBA for our 30-point challenge picks as I'm talking slower to stall myself because my iPad is the slowest thing in the world. Oh, I got to get a new one. I need Slim's theme show music. To pull this up here. Oh, come on. All right. Well, I know who the top scorer is. It's Stephen Curry. And I know that Jimmy Butler can't count anymore if you look at the board there. Slim got Jimmy Butler, and he scored 53 points last Thursday. That was annoying. Man, I'm about to throw this thing out the window. Yeah, this is what riveting podcasters all want to listen to. All right, here we go. Finally, top 10 scores. Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, LeBron, Lillard, Westbrook, Paul George, Blake Griffin, DeMar DeRozan. Tied with DeRozan is Brow, so you can't use Brow. But, man, are you kidding me? Jimmy Butler at 22.4 dropped out of the top 10 scores again. That is so annoying. I don't think they play. Let me pull up the games for today. I don't think the Bulls are playing today, but let's take a look at today's games. Only 4 on the slate. We've got the Bucks at the Heat. We've got the Wolves at the Pelicans. Thunder at Nuggets. And the Pacers at the Suns. 30-point challenge for me. I love my Brandon Knight, but hey, man, Brandon Knight, talk about someone that just really hasn't taken the bull by the horns with that role. You're kind of hoping for like 20 points and 8 assists or something every game for him, and it just really hasn't happened. It's a good matchup for him with the pace of that game, though. Wiggins against the Pelicans. The Pelicans have awful small forwards and shooting guard defense. Giannis has been playing really good lately. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go Giannis. I'll go the alphabet for the 30-point challenge. So put your 30-point challenge picks up in the comments. Like I said, I just kind of ran through a speed show here. Slim will be back on Thursday, so we'll be excited to have him back then. Everyone be wishing that he gets copious amounts of rest. Nah, he's fine. I'm just messing around. But we'll be back Thursday. Put your 30-point challenge picks on the comments. Any questions you have, obviously, on the comments. You can comment at how bad this podcast was with me and my... Man, I buy so much time while Slim talks to look up things. Couldn't really do that this time, could I? So we'll be back Thursday. We'll catch you then. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you then. How many times can I say catch you then? Man, I really need a co-host for this. Doing a pod. Anyone that does a podcast by themselves, go and buy them a beer. This was really hard. I'll talk to you Thursday. Later.